listening to Opportunity Detroit. Detroit PAL, a longtime nonprofit operating in the city of Detroit, is celebrating a major milestone with the grand opening of a new recreation center. Fred Hunter, Detroit PAL CEO, thank you for joining us today to talk about this.
Thank you, Ann. Glad to be on the show.
So I heard you talking to Paul W. the other day, and I thought to myself, oh, this is a great story for Opportunity Detroit, Fred. Talk a little bit about this new facility, where it is, what it is, how it's going to work.
Yeah, it is located in southwest Detroit near Livernois and McGraw, and it's a renovated recreation center, the PAL Recreation Center. And, you know, what it is for us is another facility. We're so thankful to have the corner ballpark where our headquarters and our offices are, and we've got the great field in the back. But the recreation center provides things that we don't have activated. It has a full gymnasium. It's got a wonderful workout facility provided by Planet Fitness, and it's got classrooms and e-gaming opportunities downstairs for kids, and also cafeteria multi-purpose rooms for our coaches and parents as well. So it gives us a full range of opportunities as an organization.
What made you decide to do this, Fred?
Yeah, we've been fortunate to program out of the space for many years, but we had challenges in terms of what we could do. A lot stemmed on the age of the building. So it's a 76-year-old facility,
wow.
And the boiler in there was the original boiler. So we had only two different temperatures. It was either off or it was 100 degrees. And when you think about beautiful Michigan summers, but it does get hot. Especially in gymnasiums, and then the challenge is just during the winter with different things. So for us, it was a great building, but it needed the renovation to be able to be consistent and something that could be the proper level of excellence for us, for the kids and the families we serve.
And did you have a lot of support from the community in order to be able to do this?
We did. Everyone was excited because it's the old St. Andrew's School. So even the St. Andrew's Gymnasium is on the facility. So it has a lot of history, you know, in the neighborhood. And we were very intentional. We got Kresge had a Kip D grant, which was an opportunity for us to explore what it would take to renovate the facility. So we were purposeful of getting input from community members. What's nice, it's in a location where a lot of other strong nonprofits in Detroit are headquartered. You have Brilliant Detroit, you have Matrix Human Services, you have Starfish right there. So we're able to get input from other nonprofits, input from the community members in terms of what this could look like, and we use that in our plans for renovation.
Tell our listeners about PAL. I know we here at WJR have talked about Detroit PAL, the Detroit Police Athletic League, for years and years, starting with J.P. McCarthy, and then Paul W. Smith and his wife Kim were very, very involved for many, many years. But maybe there's people out there that don't know anything about Detroit PAL, so kind of start from the very beginning.
Yeah, Detroit PAL started in 1969, and if you consider where things were in the city of Detroit between law enforcement and the community, there was a huge gap from 1967 in terms of what we saw. So the police department had the idea of let's start an organization focused on building the bridge with the community, and let's focus on kids. And it started off as police and youth and sports, but then they took the national name. But it was born in Detroit by Detroit Police Department. And for 56 years, we've had that strong relationship with DPD. And our motto is reaching young people however we can. Sports is the primary focus we do. So we've got 12 different athletic programs. We're building resilience and goal setting and leadership and discipline in kids, but we also have a variety of enrichment programs doing leadership development, empowering, literacy, STEAM programs, and then that connection with the police is also a key part of what we do. So we serve now over 9,000 kids per year with the help of over 1,000 volunteers every year. And we're impacting the city, uplifting kids and raising up Detroit.
And that keeps kids out of trouble, frankly, right, Fred?
It does. It provides positive options. Kids are going to get activated in something. And when you've got sports and you've got the things that you can learn from sports, which gives you life principles and life lessons, and you're learning those in terms of teamwork and responsibility. So that gets them engaged in something positive. And what's also important about our motto is the coaches and the volunteers. We actually have a required training for all of our volunteers. So 1,000-plus volunteers come in and trained on youth development principles, how to best interact with the child so that they're teaching the principles, speaking a life and confidence and belief in kids. And it really has an impact. We can see generationally, you know, what children who are now adults bringing their children into the program, what they got out of the program, they're continuing to do now with their own children.
Are there certain requirements for the kids in order for them to be involved in this program?
There's no requirements outside of our ages. We have we start at age 4, and we go all the way up to age 18 for some of our programs. Most of our programming happens in Detroit, but we don't have a residency requirement. And what we see now is about 20% of our kids come from outside of Detroit, in Wayne County, Macomb County, Oakland County. So it's open for all. We keep pricing very affordable. So you'll see even, for instance, our hockey program, including the equipment and everything that comes with that, is only $100. So we want to make sure it's affordable. We do have some free options, but we are open to the community and looking to grow so more kids can have the opportunities of what we provide.
And at some point along the way, Fred Hunter, there was a merger of sorts with Think Detroit. Talk about that.
Yes, PAL has a storied history going back to 1969, and in 1997, two UD Jesuit graduates came together with an idea called Think Detroit. That program started in 97, and it grew from 97 to 2005 to about 5,000 youth. So you had two great nonprofits serving kids in sports, and they made a decision with their boards to let's be stronger together. So Think Detroit, Detroit PAL merged to become Think Detroit PAL, and that one organization from April 1st, 2006 has continued to this day. We changed the name in 2013 to Detroit PAL, so it has that historical name, but those two strong organizations are now one, and we're just continuing to reach out to the community and impact kids.
We're talking to Fred Hunter. He is the CEO of Detroit PAL. And Fred, I have a feeling that you have some great stories about some of the kids that have come out of this program and actually gone on to be pretty darn successful.
We do, and it's a great perspective. I've been with the organization 25 years, and
wow.
You know, one story in particular I remember is my second year, there was an eighth grade student. He was on the underdog basketball team, and they ended up winning the championship in 2002, and then I could see fast forward later, he became a Detroit police officer. He was assigned at Detroit PAL, and presently he is Sergeant Brian George, who is overseeing the three officers that we have here and connecting us with the community. And what's very impactful about the story is the relationship he had with the coaches and the team. One, there was a police mentor that impacted him. But two, it gave him that engagement away from the challenges he had in his community. He lived right next to a drug house. Unfortunately, his brother took a different path and died from gun violence. So to know what an organization like Detroit PAL can give to kids and to see him now impacting literally thousands of kids with his presence with DPD and with the organization, it's one of those stories that captures what Detroit PAL can do.
And it is a really great story because it talks about the value of community policing. And as you know, community policing is a whole conversation nowadays across the country and how it really, really works.
Yeah, police officers take a pledge to serve and protect, and so many times it's you see the enforcement side, but community policing is being able to be proactive, involved in the community, having good relationships with children, with parents, with volunteers, and that's what we're able to do with Detroit PAL and connect other officers into that community policing. So one of the big things that we see as an outcome is a positive view of law enforcement from the community, but it's also important for police officers because they're now able to be engaged in a positive way, shaping and helping the community they serve in. So it's very important to us, very important to the Detroit Police Department as well.
And another great part of this story is the fact that you, Fred Hunter, have been with PAL, Detroit PAL, for 25 years. What a great career. Talk about yourself a little bit. I know you don't like to do that, but you are a very important part of this organization.
Yeah, I'm very thankful that the two co-founders of Think Detroit reached out to me. They were classmates of mine, and it was just the perfect fit for me. You know, right since high school, I worked as a play leader for the city of Detroit, so I knew that kids and uplifting kids was a part of how I'm wired. And to have the opportunity to be with the organization, to grow, and to see the many things that we're able to accomplish is something that's very special to me. Athletics was a key part of my development. I had the opportunity to play three sports in high school and played a couple of years of basketball at University of Michigan. Actually, was a senior when the Fab Five were freshmen, so I could see what sports can do, not only for opportunities, but also shaping. And now to be in a position where I can help shape this next generation through sports, through coaching, it's something that I'm more excited about now, even 25 years into what I do.
Oh, such a great story. Now, talk about how we can help you, how listeners can help you. What do you need? Where do you go to volunteer?
Yeah, Detroit PAL is a mission-based organization, so we are on the ground doing all the things that it needs to take, and we need supporters to really come alongside us and help our mission. You know, we have volunteer opportunities in terms of leaning in from there, but it's also important for financial contributions and, you know, simple things like paying, dollars a month, $5 or $10 a month to us. That makes a difference when we get a lot of people doing that. So, financially supporting our work in the city, filling gaps to uplift kids is one of the best ways that anyone can be a part of the good work happening in Detroit.
And Fred, we want to let our listeners know, for more information on how to get involved, you go to DetroitPAL.org. Fred Hunter, Detroit PAL CEO, thank you for joining us today to talk about the new recreation center and all of the wonderful work that you continue to do in the city of Detroit.
Thank you, Ann. Really appreciate the opportunity.
Coming up next on Opportunity Detroit, everything you need to know to visit the Michigan Science Center this fall.